Never Again by Dr. Eric Plasker. Quote, being honest may not get you a lot of friends, but it will always get you the right ones. John Lennon. Never Again. I was recently asked a question during a podcast interview that caught me off guard. As we were winding down the interview, the host, Rex Andrew, asked me to name one thing I was never going to do again. He posed the question in a funny way, talking about bucket lists and calling this the effort list. An example from his list was that he was never eating any more sardines. He'd tried them, and that was enough. Never again. We were at the end of the interview, and I knew that the one answer that came to mind for me was a whole new discussion, but it was the one true answer I had. One thing I know, without doubt, that I will never do again is to not speak my truth. I will not hold back, stay silent, or be intimated. Here's why I feel that way, and why you should, too. I have 35 years of chiropractic practice and experience in business training doctors, traveling the world, raising a family, overcoming obstacles, learning from mistakes, and so on, all based on the fact that I have always been committed to doing my best. So the lessons I have learned and the experiences I have had come from a high level of intention. I trust myself, and as you go through life with high levels of intention, you will learn to trust yourself more and more as time goes on also. But there are so many bad ideas out there. What makes it really challenging for people who are trying to find their way is that there are bad ideas that are packaged really cool. It's easy to get thrown off your center. So I decided that I am speaking my truth because I have a lot to offer. As time goes on, we all have a lot to offer if we stay in our lane and are willing to learn and grow. As I thought would happen, my statement triggered not the end of my conversation with Rex, but the beginning of a whole new show. We're scheduling time now, and I'll share the link to the new show once it's done. Here is the link to our initial conversation. So why am I writing about this now, before I even delve into the topic with Rex? I'm doing it because I realized that there isn't a moment to lose in deciding to speak your truth as part of creating your 100-year lifestyle. Our health is directly related to speaking our truth. Quote, there is no greater agony than bearing an untold story inside you. Maya Angelou, I know why the caged bird sings. In fact, through history and across cultures, not speaking one's truth has been viewed as greatly affecting both physical health and emotional well-being. In the Japanese healing technique of Reiki, speaking your truth relates to the throat or fifth chakra. It is believed that imbalances in this chakra can result in neck and throat issues, including thyroid imbalances, coughs, sore throat, anorexia, bronchitis, laryngitis, and more. In Chinese culture, the way you want to be heard relates to the heart. When the heart is imbalanced, we are unable to speak our truth, and others do not hear us the way we want to be heard. Physically, things like palpitations, chest pain, and forgetfulness can occur. Spiritually, when you are disconnected from your heart, it can cause depression. So, my question to you is, are you speaking your truth? Are you saying yes when you want to say no to things or people? Are you trying to do the right thing in order to please people? Are you not speaking your truth, whatever it is, because you don't want to make others angry? Have you learned over the years to question the value of your opinions, beliefs, and experiences? Do you feel unsafe in sharing your thoughts and opinions? Do you apologize too much and not value yourself nearly enough? These are only some of the reasons why we spend years, sometimes lifetimes, not speaking our truth. But they are key reasons, often easy to see when we ask ourselves these questions and honestly answer them. If you thoughtfully go through this process, given what you know about your birthright potential, you will probably decide that 100 years is too long to not speak your truth. Make the necessary changes today. Create the team of friends, family, and healthcare providers you need to support you in making the changes you want to make. Find a chiropractic provider and start down the path to physical, mental, and emotional strength and well-being. It's never too late to find your voice and speak your truth.